Yeah, I think that we've accomplished a lot. You know, I think that the guys that were here last year, having been in the system now for over a year, they're able to practice faster. There's not as much thinking as there was, you know, when we were installing all three phases last year. So we've made improvement there. I think the expectation level, you know, between the coaches and the players is very good. They understand what they expect out of each other, and they understand our expectations as far as how we compete and practice, the pace in which we practice. And I've been, you know, I wouldn't say impressed, but I've been happy with the rookie group. You know, I think these guys, for the most part, have worked hard to try to get with our program. So, you know, I told them just now out on the field that we've had a good off-season program, and now it's important to finish it off next week, you know, in the mini camp with some good days of practice there.
A year ago today, you named your starter. Have you done that so far, or is that
you know, again, these two guys are competing really well. They're very bright guys. I think they've both had really good springs. You know, I really do. I think whichever guy, you know, is the guy that ends up being the starter is going to do a good job for our football team. And whoever's not the starter is going to do a good job for our football team too. And, you know, that guy might be named, you know, it might be next week. It might be after the Redskins 3 days of practice. It may be after the San Francisco preseason game. You know, I'm not ready yet to name that guy, because I think it's important, don't get me wrong, but I also know that we've got a good bunch of guys in that locker room that are competing together, and I think that they understand that these two quarterbacks are really doing a good job out on the practice field, and when the timing's right, we'll make a decision.
Well, some years it's more obvious who the starter is, and for those of us who don't attend practices or not in the building,
right,
it's harder for us to assess some years more than others.
Sure. Now, that's a good question. That's a very good question. So we look at a lot of different things. We look at how they are in the meetings, you know, how alert they are in the meetings. And both these guys have been really good in our meetings, whether it's a unit meeting, a team meeting, or a position meeting. We look at how they practice out on the field. You know, what type of decisions do they make? Are they good decisions? Are they poor decisions relative to what we've coached them? Are they decisions that are going to help the team, you know, win the game, score a touchdown, kick a field goal, or just manage the game, you know, reserve the right to punt in some of these situations that we work out at practice. I would say that both guys have shown us that they can be the starter. You know, I don't think there's a situation here, like you said in the beginning of your question, where one guy's, you know, just been that much better on any given day than the other guy. They've both practiced very well. I think it's helped our team. Our team has practiced well because the ball comes out very well, very quickly, accurately. These guys command at the line of scrimmage. Both these guys know how to run an offensive huddle in pro football. They're leaders. So I think it's helped our team. And then, like I said, when the timing's right, when I feel good about who that guy's going to be, you know, we'll make a decision.
Bill, could you talk about your decision, what went into turning over, play calling over to George?
You know, I felt, John, that he did a lot of that last year. You know, I called plays. He called plays. I don't think it's easy to call plays in this league. I think it's a league where the defensive coordinators on the other side of the ball, the offensive coordinators on the other side of the ball are just so good, so experienced in many ways. So I think what we did last year was we worked as a team, he and I, and I think now he's ready to call the plays. He's ready to put the game plan in. He's ready to go out there on game day and call the plays. I will be very involved with the play calling. You know, there will not be a play call made that I don't approve of. So, you know, just understand that. But also at the end of the day, you know, he's going to call the plays, and I have every confidence in the world that he'll do a good job. He's a bright guy. He's a good communicator. He's a fast thinker. He's a riser in this profession. He's a good football coach, and he works extremely hard at it, and he's ready to do it. Yeah, high expectations. You know, I think the guy's worked hard. When I say high expectations, I mean for him coming back, being on schedule to start the season. Now, when he comes back to be able to practice in training camp, we don't really know that yet. Obviously, he would have to practice some to be able to be ready to play in the Kansas City game, even if it was on a limited basis. But he's worked extremely hard. I think he's moving well. I think he feels better. And, you know, we'll be looking forward to seeing where he's at once we get back here at the end of July.
Will you
I think the smart thing to do would be not to put him in there for 80 plays a game. You know, first of all, you know, we've got guys that are out here, working very hard every single day. You know, Whitney Merciless, John Simon. We've got some young outside backers that are working very hard. He's got to come back here and earn his playing time. But at the same time, you know, we're not going to rush him back. And if he does come back and earn playing time, all of a sudden play him, you know, 75 plays in a game. I think we'd have to be very smart about how much we played him early on.
Bill, you called your offense a game plan offense, and Dwayne Brown talked about what a challenge is, at least the first year, now that you've got all this year under you. How much is it helping them grasp what you're doing now as you change your offense for each other?
Yeah, I think they understand that more, Mark. You know, they understand how we meet. The progression of our meeting. You know, we have a 7:30 position meeting where we kind of talk about the specifics to that position, what's going to happen that day. Then we go into a team meeting. Then we have a unit meeting. And in the unit meeting, you know, George gives the overview of the day, how it relates to the whole unit. You know, these are the runs, these are the passes, these are the routes, these are the protections that we're putting in. And I think they understand how we talk, our language, you know, what we're looking at defensively, how we label defenses, personnel, fronts, coverages, blitzes, how we call our own plays, you know, our different tempos that we play at. They're used to that now. They understand what this means, this word means now. They don't have to go look it up. They got it, you know, and I think that's something that means a lot a year into this thing. So, you know, I think we've had a good off season, and training camp will be a big test for our offense.
In terms of process, you talked about how you're installing things. I mean, you're doing the game plan offense during the season. What does that progression for the week, just from a coaching perspective, and then how do you
play
that to the team?
Yeah, you have to be ahead of the game. So towards the end of the previous week, whether it's Friday night or Saturday morning, you've got to start to look ahead to the next opponent. That doesn't mean you're not thinking about, you know, first and foremost, that opponent on Sunday. It just means, can you get ahead on at least studying some of the tendencies of that next opponent? Because that enables you to, after the Sunday game, review that Sunday game, but quickly move on to with some ideas that you may have on Monday and Tuesday for the Wednesday meeting. So the Wednesday meeting is basically first and second down personnel, their top players, how are we going to attack their top players, how are we going to defend their top players. And then Thursday's more of a third down day, more of a hitting day, short yardage goal line, and then Friday's red zone and 2 minute, and that's kind of how we do it. So Saturday wraps it all up with a walkthrough. So, you know, we try to stay ahead of the game. It's difficult to do sometimes because you're thinking about that Sunday game, but you got to try to get a jump later in the week, you know, Friday or Saturday on that next opponent.
Bill Boyer obviously knew the old offense and the system in New England, but where is he at right now after OTAs in terms of having a command of this offense?
Yeah, I think he's done a good job of working hard to get that because, you know, everybody's been a little bit different with this offense, whether it was Charlie Weiss, Josh McDaniels, myself in New England. Obviously, Bill Belichick had an influence on it, and now George Gotze here in Houston. So it's a little bit different. It's kind of an interesting evolution of the offense based on who's designing the offense. And so Brian's had to come in here and work hard to learn kind of the nuances of the Houston Texans offense, and that's what it is. It's the Houston Texans offense, and I think he's done a good job. I know that he's a very conscientious guy. So is Mallett. They work hard. They're in early. They're staying late. They're trying to figure things out, and I think, like I said earlier, they're both doing a really good job.
So one of them did something next week to make you go, okay.
I think that'd be tough, John. You know, I do. I think the way that these guys compete and the way that they practice and the way that both of them have attacked each day, you know, I don't see, you know, either guy, you know, right now going out there and just totally separating himself from the other guy. I think both guys are good players and they're very competitive, but you never know. You never know. You know, if one guy goes out and, you know, maybe just doesn't have a great day and the other guy has a great day, you know, I'm not saying you'd make a judgment there right that day, but, you know, you'd have to take that into account. Right now that hasn't happened, so I don't see that really happening. That's part of the thought process, definitely, Tanya, that we're thinking about. You know, we think about this all the time. I mean, you know, we think about our roster, not just the quarterback position, but the roster. And I think, you know, this is a passing camp. You know, you can't really run the ball, so there's no running game. So the defense is thinking pass all the time. The offense is thinking pass all the time because there's no pads on. So not just with quarterback, but with the defensive and offensive lines, you know, the jury's out on a lot of these, especially the younger players. You know, where are these guys at? That's where training camp comes in. You know, when we can run the ball, how is our run defense? How's our run offense? How do the quarterbacks handle the running game? So I think part of that is in the thought process of making sure that we cover all our bases as it relates to all those things. I think you have to do a good job of making sure that you're making a good decision for the team, but also, you know, understanding that, you know, maybe the team isn't always thinking about this all the time. You know, the team is thinking about the team. And I think with these two guys, I think the team realizes that we have two good guys. Both guys can play football. They've proven it. Ryan, you know, obviously has only played in one or, you know, two games with the Cincinnati game. You know, Hoyer's 10-6 as a starter. He's played a little bit more. I think our team realizes that we've got two good guys there, and whoever plays quarterback's going to do a good job. So I think our team is more concerned about the whole team and how we're moving ahead as a team. I think that's how they look at it right now.
What are a couple of things you accomplished in OTAs you feel best about?
Well, I think the big thing for me, John, is personally that I just see our guys moving around a lot faster. You know, just knowing the systems on both sides of the ball and on special teams, we're able to evaluate better because these guys aren't thinking as much. They're able to go out there and do it and run the route precisely and cover the running back precisely the way we teach it and understand where to line up and all those things. So, you know, I like that. I think we've accomplished that. I think what I really do like about this team, and I do like this team right now, they work very hard. You know, these guys are working hard out on the practice field. They come to work every single day with a good attitude. We've had great participation. All of this is voluntary, and we've had everybody here. And so I think it's really good to see that, and I really appreciate the fact that these guys, you know, basically, you know, bring their lunch pail every single day and go to work. Yeah, I really have a lot of respect for him. He and I have had a few talks over the last year and a half, and just understanding, you know, making sure that he understands how I see, you know, his role in the defense and his role in this team. He's a leader of this team. He's taken to heart some of the things that he and I have talked about, and he's come back and had a hell of an offseason. I mean, he's moving well. He made a play today out there in a two-minute drill on probably about a 20-yard pass where he got back in coverage and he tipped the ball away, and that was a big play. And it was good for me to see that. I think he felt good about making that play, but that's an example of how far he's come from the end of last year where I thought he was playing pretty well. I think he changed his training regimen a little bit this offseason, and, you know, I have very high expectations for Brian. He's a good football player and really one of the leaders of our team. I think it's, you know, I just think that's big. I think it says a lot about the guys in that locker room. You know, and that's the one thing about me is if you really, you know, think about what I love about pro football is working with the players, you know, coaching the players. And I really enjoy these guys. You know, these guys work very hard. They know how to laugh. They have good senses of humor. They work hard. They study hard. They practice hard. And I really enjoy that about this team. So hopefully we can really come together in training camp and do something next year, because it's about time that the Houston Texans did something. You know, it's time for us to go out there and win games and do what this city expects us to do. So, you know, that's what we're looking to do. And as we sit here right now, I kind of like the direction that we're headed.
Do you see that kind of, you know, we always think of training camp as a bonding deal. Is it already started right now?
I think this team, I think you'd have to ask them. I really do. I wouldn't want to answer for all those guys, but I do think that this team, there's some good chemistry right now. I think there's some good chemistry right now. We'll have to really foster that during training camp. You know, I think going away to Washington will help it. I think that just the grind of training camp will help it. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how that comes together. But as we sit here right now, I would say the guys in that locker room have a healthy respect for each other and how each of those guys work.
Mm-hmm.